What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Nice for you to make it in here this
morning. Yeah, no problem. Slept in. Here's the problem. I'm getting a little older, so it's not as easy to go without a nap, but I still have the mentality that if it's beautiful outside, you don't stay inside. And I have, I don't have a home anymore.
You have a home.
Well, no, I got a condo, but I don't have a yard.
Let's not make it sound like you're living on a park bench.
No, but
somewhere.
I don't have a yard, so I don't have any yard work to do per se. Mm-hmm. So I...
More reason than naps.
Yeah, but what I did is... I'll talk later about that, but I went outside and spent a lot of time outside yesterday.
I can tell your forehead is red.
Yeah, and I'm tired because I didn't have I slept in, and I was getting in extra early today. I thought I'd beat you in today. I had my alarm set for 3:30 on the button. It rang.
Right.
I shut it off, forgot to reset it, and when I rolled over, it was 4:54.
Yeah.
Boom.
Then I got the text. I'm on my way in. I swear, I'm on my way in. Yeah. Okay.
You weren't worried or anything. You didn't call me.
No,
yet. You didn't. When will you call me? Like, will you call me? At
I would
5:50?
Call you at 5:30.
5:30.
If we hit 5:30 and you weren't in yet,
then you
we're
know,
half an hour till showtime. Then I would call.
Yeah, I hate it because it throws your whole day off. You're way behind.
One of my worst fears is because I honestly, how many times have I ever slept in the show? I don't think I've ever.
I don't know that you've ever slept in.
Right. I've been like maybe a couple minutes later than I usually am.
I'm usually here before you.
Right.
By a few minutes.
But I know you've never slept in to the point of being late for a show. Never have.
No.
That's my greatest fear is that you'll sleep in a little bit and I'll sleep in a little bit and we won't be there to remind each other.
I always have this dream. Remember, you can have a dream where you got to go to class and you're not ready for the test.
Or you're not wearing your pants.
Yeah. Mine is this. I'm late for work and the control room door is locked and I can't get in. And I'm just,
I guess that means
out.
You care more because for me, I walk up, try the door, doesn't open. Day off. Sweet.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Chad and Ballsy, one of the highest pressure gigs in all of sport is not a quarterback for an NFL team. It's not a starting pitcher for a baseball team. It's actually the person who throws out the first pitch.
It's intimidating. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, you're in front of everybody. Everybody's paying attention.
Not really warmed up. You're not a professional.
Right, and you're throwing it a good distance. This poor lady in Chicago now has the worst first pitch of all time.
And that's saying something because there have been some bad
ones. Have been some horrible. 50 Cent, remember him? He threw a horrible one years back at a Mets game. This time around, it was at a White Sox game. She throws the pitch, and it goes wild left, hits the cameraman in the face.
Oh, yeah.
And he's about maybe 10 feet away from her.
She decked him.
And it is so cringeworthy. You can see it at facebook.com/thewolfrocks. See it for yourself. It is definitely one of the cringiest moments.
It's usually a celebrity, somebody with a little bit of athleticism, usually like a Mike Tyson or something like that.
I've thrown out first pitches before.
Yeah, but you're kind of a celebrity. You played baseball.
Yeah, but
I'm not saying she.
I will tell you this: I've never been more nervous in my life than I was. It was a Regina Red Sox game that I threw the first.
Did you
pitch
throw
out
right from the hill, or were you kind of on the edge of the mound?
I threw from the hill. Yeah,
okay. Because that's weird too. Because you're throwing from an elevated spot. It's tough to throw from an elevated.
Well, now
spot.
It's more elevated than ever too.
Yeah,
but it was. It was intimidating. All I wanted to do, I remember when I threw in that first pitch, was don't throw heat. Don't throw garbage. Don't try and actually do a full windup. Don't do anything like that.
Just get over the plate.
Just get the ball to the catcher in the air.
Because this lady just seems like, she doesn't look like a celebrity. She's just a random lady. Maybe just some fan won a contest. So that's even more intimidating. Because celebrities are used to being in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
She's in front of, well, it's a White Sox game or Royals game.
10 people.
Yeah, 10 people.
No, it's in Chicago. It's at a White Sox game.
So 12 people.
Yeah, yeah, 12.
A White Sox game, not a Cubs game.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You know, on average, we check our phones 80 times a day. That's not shocking.
No.
I check my phone probably more than that, and I would think you do too.
Your whole life's on your phone.
Sadly, yeah. A lot of it is. A lot of our apps and everything like that to get us through the day.
Your kids and everything, yep.
For sure. But scientifically, why do we check our phone? Well, it's a fear of missing out, right?
Yeah, that's why it would be.
But they've asked people, why do you check your phone? Ballsy, why would you say you check your phone?
Just to see if I'm missing out on are my parents okay, my loved ones okay.
So you're checking for messages.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, that's one of the top four.
Yeah.
When you're anticipating a message or notification,
mm-hmm.
right? Another reason we check our phones, tedious and repetitive tasks. So, essentially, it's an excuse to take a break. A lot of people say, I deserve a little break. So they'll look at their phone.
So that's their smoke break?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's exactly it. It's the new smoke break.
Yeah.
Because we always sit there and talk about how companies lose money.
Mm-hmm.
People who go outside and hack darts. How much money do you think a company loses from you surfing on your phone?
At least as much, if not more.
Yeah, for sure. Socially awkward situations. I do this all the time.
That is a very good one.
If I'm sitting around and say, when I'll really use it is if I'm meeting somebody for drinks or a meal and I have to sit down at the table by myself while I wait for them.
Yeah.
Because I'm always early for stuff like that, then I'll be on my phone because that's socially awkward to be there.
I'll use it in an elevator, or if I'm waiting for a Ryder press conference and we're sitting with a bunch of reporters.
Elevators for sure. You'll see everybody on their
phone.
Yeah, because they don't want to talk to each other. I don't want to communicate.
If you
with
fart there, you got to look on your phone like you didn't do it.
I'm watching a video on YouTube. It's ducks.
Yeah.
And finally, just unoccupied moments. That's when I use my phone a lot. I notice when I'm traveling, if I'm waiting for a plane or something like that, if I'm sitting at the airport, I need to make sure my phone is fully charged before I take a flight.
I went for a long bike ride yesterday, got on my bike and pedaled quite a bit, and I left my phone behind. I didn't take my phone, and part of me is like, how many texts am I going to get?
I know, right?
What am I missing?
Well, yesterday I got home from work, and I just wanted to check out, so I actually shut my phone off. Do that. I shut my phone off for a bit and put it in the kitchen. It was within 15 minutes that I had it fired up again and I was looking at
stuff. And you know what's funny is if you don't get back to somebody right away, like if you are one of those guys that are generally get back to people and you don't right away,
people
are offended or they're
worried.
They think
you're dead.
Or they think you're dead. Like, what's going on? How are you doing? What'd you do all afternoon? Where'd you go?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
29 today, 30 tomorrow, so I would say summer is here, or at least feels like it's here. Something trending on Twitter right now is hashtag my four-word summer prediction. So four words to predict how your summer will go. Here are some of them. People bitching about sunburns.
Yeah.
My four-word summer prediction. Endlessly doing yard work. That's another one.
Yeah.
Becca says, bring on the concerts. Is that four? That's four.
The concerts, yep.
Yeah, that's a good one. Tara, hot, humid, sweaty bugs. See, a lot of people complain about...
That's not this area right now.
No, not right now. But people complain about stuff. Like, when you give them an option to predict summer, they complain. Why are we complaining? We should embrace summer. We deal with, minus 50.
Yeah, I wouldn't complain.
Especially this winter.
Yeah.
Another one, return of lobster people. The sunburned people.
Yeah.
Another one. I will be broke. Yeah.
Spending money on vacations and traveling. And the kids are home. It costs you more money when the kids are home. Could entertain them. For sure.
Oh.
For sure. It costs you way more money when the kids are home.
How do you feel about that as a parent when your kids are home?
It used to wreck with my day-to-day routine. Like, I like having my time alone in the during the weekdays, but I'm okay.
My four-word summer prediction. Yeah. Sun, fun, and fish.
That's you. Okay, good.
That's not mine.
Oh, I thought that's yours.
No, no, that's hashtag my, my four. I'm not, I won't, well, I do fish. Yeah. I don't catch fish. I sit out there and drink
Yours would beer. Involve a boat, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No, my summer prediction would be all work, no play, because I've got a lot of work to catch up on.
I've got two. Rider quarterbacks, angry callers.
yeah, for sure.
Rider fans.
That's going to be the big thing this year.
Yeah, picking school, calculating costs.
Yeah.
Because my son's going to university like in a year from now, but we're starting to look at school, so.
Right.
Picking schools, calculating costs.
Oh, it's so nice to have a future. Chad and Ballsy Daily. We are music lovers here on The Wolf.
Yeah.
And, not just rock music. Believe it or not, a lot of us just like all kinds of music. And one of the guys I actually grew up listening to, because I'm a small town kid, was Garth Brooks. I mean.
And the thunder rolls and right. The lightning strikes.
Garth is coming to Regina. He will be here. Let me see. I've got August 10th, Saturday, August 10th. At Mosaic Stadium. I thought the date was different than that. Anyway, that's tickets go on sale Friday, next Friday, June 7th. So lots of people will be trying to get tickets show. It's a stadium tour. All right, going down to
the show. Tell you what, man. Right now, at the top of my head. Friday evening, mama doesn't know she's going to the grand country station right on the radio. Mama's on the moon. Anyway, he sings it way better. Garth Brooks is top three entertainer. I don't care the genre. Right now, he'd be top. He put on a top three show.
I'll tell you this. He'll put on a big stadium show. He will do a very good job of making Mosaic Stadium fun.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm sitting in a rock radio station control room. Yeah. If you gave me the choice, I would watch the Garth Brooks presentation ahead of a Rolling Stones.
Uh-huh.
Every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Is that right?
Yeah, I would. Mm-hmm. I love Garth Brooks. I'm not saying I'm a big country guy.
You should just read the sports.
Yeah. No. Just read. You're not going to tell me he's a top three performer?
I know I'm going to tell you that, but I'm going to say the Rolling Stones are above him.
Really? Never.
Never. Yes. Let's see Garth Brooks do what he's doing when he's 70.
If you take Garth Brooks and the
Let's see Garth doing what he's doing at 70.
I don't care.
When he does it at 70, then I'll say okay.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So my landlady, her dad comes over and does a lot of the work at my condo.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie to you, in the last 3 weeks, I have plugged the toilet. I'm not getting too descriptive. I have plugged the toilet twice without using paper. That's all I want to say.
Without using paper?
Yes. And I generally...
You should use paper, though.
Well, no, I did eventually. But imagine plugging it without using paper, one toilet in the place, and you got to plunge. Just think of that picture for a minute.
No, I don't want it.
Anyway, I plunged the sucker in those two times. I plunged it at least 30 minutes every time. I poured hot water and vinegar because I YouTube'd this. Uh-huh. I put dish soap in there to break everything up.
Okay.
It didn't work. Dude comes over. I call the landlady. Say, can you get your dad to come over and plunge this thing? I don't know what's going on. He comes over. 10 seconds, it's done. I was gone both times.
I got a question.
10 seconds both times.
What's your plunging technique? Like, how do you plunge?
You got to make sure it's over the hole.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you make sure no air gets in, and you
right. Like a lot of people when they plunge, will have. They'll have too far of a thrust. So so sometimes when they're plunging, they'll bring the plunger up. You don't need to do that. You need to set the plunger on the hole, and you just kind of wiggle.
The worst part of it, you wiggle it.
By the way, if anybody saw the action I was doing right now, I'd be arrested in several countries.
Yeah, that's right. Don't do it around a school zone. But here's the thing, though, and the worst part of this is I had to jab X the whole thing because I did what you... I did that and I did it so hard that the flap was like this, and when I brought it up it went and all the water and stuff shot all over me.
See what I've what so you've got a rubber plunger.
Yeah, what do
see,
you
I've
got?
I've got one of those big plastic ones that that looks like an accordion.
I have that. That's crap, those ones. Those ones didn't work for me.
That's
I threw
right,
that
that's
one out.
Crap. And in plumbing, that means that's good.
I threw it out.
You threw it out?
Well, because it's no good. I bought a big, thick, I spent a lot of money on this thing. It doesn't work. And this guy comes over, and he does it. And he phones me, goes, I don't know what you're doing, but I'll give you a tutorial if you ever need. I don't need a tutorial on plunging.
And then there's this one. So after you're done plunging, what do you do with the plunger?
Well, you have to clean it.
Where?
In the kitchen sink.
In the kitchen sink?
Well, I got more room.
In the shower.
And then you wipe. Then you do it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
But you know what's happening?
In the kitchen sink.
You know what's happening?
I'm never eating salad at your place. I wouldn't eat salad anyway, but you know what I mean.
You know what's happening, too, now? I've wrecked that toilet twice. I've wrecked it. Yeah. He's buying a new one today. He's bringing me a new toilet today.
You need to change your diet.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Thanks for joining us this morning, 29 today, so really, really nice. And Josh Miller is with us as well from MasterChef Canada. That beard is going to be hot, buddy.
That's a great beard, man. How long have you been growing that sucker for?
Since we were pregnant with my daughter. You know, I kind of told everybody that I was just going to stop shaving and see if anybody noticed that I was growing a beard. And that first version of this beard was outrageous.
Yeah.
Now, Josh, a former Thunder fullback from 2002 to 2006. Now, you are in the final three of MasterChef Canada. Are you shocked that we're saying that right now?
You know, a little shocked. You know, it was definitely crazy to get in there with those amazing 18 home cooks, and those challenges every week just get harder and harder. But to say top three, you know, I'm super jacked about it, and proud to, you know, show the rest of Canada Saskatchewan. So,
of course, you shouldn't be shocked because you already know what happens because you're involved in it. It's tough keeping those secrets, though, right?
Really tough. You know, people are always walking around saying hi and trying to trick me. And,
asked you at the Thunder dinner. He said, Ballsy, you got $1 million?
Yeah.
He goes, because I'd get sued if I gave it up. So, sure. But you, like, we talked about this last time you were on via phone. You have people come over and watch it with you. Have you had any of the guys I think that could get you are your old Thunder teammates. Have you sat and watched one with them?
Yeah, definitely watched with the Thunder guys and some family and other friends. And, you know, they're interesting to watch their expressions and their reactions. You know, what's going on? They're like, oh, I think this person might be going home. And they're staring at me all calm. And, you know, they're trying to make sure that I see what my reaction is. But,
right.
You know, I'm trying to keep that poker face. And, you know, it's fun to watch their reactions to what's going on.
Have you always been able to keep a secret, or has this really helped you keep a secret?
You know, I think I'm pretty good at keeping secrets, but, you know, this has definitely helped because I have to really consciously think about what's going on and what I know and what's happening that week, just to make sure I'm not walking around Regina telling everybody about something that's maybe in the next week. So it's definitely helped me a little bit.
Are you nervous right now?
I'm a little bit nervous. You know, you guys, I know you guys are digging.
We're not going to get you in trouble.
But here's the thing, you know, like American Idol or some of these shows, right? Yesterday, I don't know if you guys saw this. America's Got Talent, they had a kid on there that was blind and autistic, and when he sang, Simon Cowell, everybody was crying. I was crying. It was unbelievable. So you don't necessarily have to win to be the star. I know you won $100,000, but I mean, there's guys in the past of this show, I imagine, have gone on to big things, right?
Yeah, there's some people that have definitely gone on to have huge careers. You know, there's some people that didn't finish in the, you know, top three, top five, you know, top 10 even, or even made the top, you know, 18 to be on the show. They're doing crazy things. You know, one is, you know, the private chef of the Toronto Raptors. You know, there's lots of people that have started up their own businesses for private dinners. You know, Michael G is crushing it out in Toronto, and you know, there's a lot of people. You know, Becky's last year's winner, you know, is doing great things out in BC. So you don't necessarily have to win. You know, being out there and showing your love and passion for food is just what you got to do, you know, and that's going to be crazy.
And it's great advertising for you. And but with the notoriety comes everybody having an opinion of you. How are things going on social media for you, Josh?
You know, there's you know, some haterade out there. You know, for some reason people don't love this glorious beard. You know, they get the occasional like,
they hate your beard.
Yeah, they're like that. I wish you'd wear a beard net, and you know, and I totally get it. You know, it's on TV, right? Like, they're not gonna make me crush a beard net. You know, but maybe there's a beard hair spotter, you know, in the studio making sure there's nothing falling in. But you know, it's a bunch of opinions, right? And you definitely have people that are super passionate about people that are maybe from their hometown or their home province. And you know, at the end of the day, it's a competition and somebody has to go home. So, you know, when somebody goes home, it's crazy.
All right, Josh Miller, he's in the top three on MasterChef Canada. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah,
thank you guys
very much.
And best of luck. And again, if you want to bring pierogies by next time, We welcome it.
Bearded Prairie Chef at gmail.com.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. Reach out to me. We could do some dinner parties or catering.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.